Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 31, Johannesburg and Armluit 28, Rustenburg up to 33 degrees.
Two crashes to deal with now. Bedford View, the earlier crash, it's on the N3 north before Galoolies. There's very heavy queuing traffic. And joining in, it's Pretoria. N1 north, there's been a crash before Hartsfontein Road. Opgehoopte verkeer.
The woman accusing Eastern Cape Judge President Selby Mbenenge of sexual harassment has found it difficult to explain discrepancies in her written statements. Andiswa Mengo is answering questions by Mbenenge's lawyers at the Judicial Conduct Tribunal. She claims that the judge president abused his power and made unsolicited sexual advances towards her. Mbenenge's lawyers has compared Mengo's unsigned statement, which was written by an assistant in the Chief Justice Office, to the one that she authored and signed. Mengo claims she didn't see the first statement when compiling the one she ultimately submitted to the tribunal. Listen to this.
How come that there are not only identical sentences, but also exactly identical grammatical errors? How come?
I would have disclosed upfront if I had a copy. I have no direct answer as to how that happened.
So that was the panel chair, retired Judge Bernard Ngwepe, asking Mengo to explain what was happening there. The ANC Youth League and the National Union of Mine Workers meanwhile gathered this morning against the retrenchment of mine workers. This follows ArcelorMittal's announcement of the closure of its steel operations, including plants in Newcastle and Vereniging, as well as its rail and structures division. The closures are expected to result in the loss of 3,500 jobs.
The picket is organized to highlight the rise in retrenchments, not only in the mining sector, but also in the industrial sectors as well.
That's the ANC's Youth League, Zama Kanyase, and she says this raises a concern, especially in a time where unemployment continues to soar.
The ANC Youth League and National Union of Mine Workers Youth Structure will demand immediate action to halt job losses and protect workers' livelihoods.
Then to the act on everyone's lips, the Cape Independence Advocacy Group says the Expropriation Act represents a direct assault on the fundamental rights to property that are essential for a thriving free market economy. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the legislation into law yesterday, and here's the group's John Swart.
The Expropriation Bill strikes at the heart of our economic freedoms, threatening the very foundation of prosperity by undermining property rights. This is not progress. It's a step backward for all South Africans.
Then we take a look at news from the continent. Over the past 23 days, 400,000 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been displaced due to intensifying conflict in the eastern part of the country. According to the UN, this number has doubled in the last week alone. So for more on this, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. Another story you will find there is an interesting one. Saudi Arabia wants to rework their national anthem, and as part of their image makeover for the country, they asked no one else than the Oscar-winning Hans Zimmer to do so. If that name doesn't make sense to you or doesn't ring a bell, he composed the scores for things like Lion King, The Dark Knight, Dune, Pirates of the Caribbean, all of those things. So if you're curious about that, head on to our news website. I'm Madeline Fouchier, more news at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.